Ahadrat wa ahakika, the difference between presence and the truth. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. This subject on the differences between the presence and the truth reveals why, while the truth of all the prophets is one and indivisible, the presence, ahadrat, of each prophet was unique. Thus, the Hadrat Musawiya refers to the Jewish faith, which Moses left behind even after his personal presence had returned to the source from which it came, and similarly with the Hadrat Isawiya, Jesus, and the Hadrat Muhammadi, Muhammad. What is the difference between the truth and the presence of any prophet or any created being? Open your eyes now, before you think you will die. When you die, you move to another world, like passing through a wall into the next room. But in truth, there is no death, because God did not bring you to live in order to kill you. Live in God, to be in everything, nothing. The nothingness of self in God is not death, but life. You are the truth of God, and she is a hidden treasure. And the treasure of your own truth is hidden to you. Ahakikat ilahi. The truth of God does not go. She endures in everything, and nothing could exist without the truth within it. The truth has no beginning, so nothing has the power to enter. But everything receives its essence from her. Even death is true only by virtue of the power of truth. In order to reveal his truth, as I have said before, God put his qualities in everything, in animals, birds, all of nature and man. He put his life, power, richness, kindness, mercy, severity, majesty, might, and wrath, all Jalal, as well as the beauty, all Jamal, in all the creation. He put his own attributes in every created form, but each form is in itself a passing presence. And when he wishes to call his qualities back to himself, he withdraws the presence of that form back to its origin. This is like the dream. The dream goes, but awakened truth remains, which does not mean that each presence ends, but it returns to the one presence. And this presence is the truth. The difference and interconnection of truth and presence can be seen in the example. When you stand in the midday sun, you cast a shadow. If you were not there, who could see the shadow? How could a shadow be seen? This means that each created form or presence is a shadow of the essence of truth, like a veil which a lady draws across her face. The presence, ahlak, the human being as a creature, is the veil. And when you lift this veil, you see ahak, the face of truth. And this is what I mean when I say, he is she and she is he. The presence is like clothes. But what is within the clothes? There is nothing but the truth of God. La ilaha illallah. The presence is your body, your tomb. For this reason, it is necessary to break your tomb and to wake up and to realize the living truth which has been hidden within it. God put the self-revealing truth in everything that exists, but in his wisdom, he covered it with many veils. He keeps everything and puts it in its place, because what creature could bear the light of his naked truth if he has not revealed the light of his own existence? Without the cover himself, he exists as the existence of God. He can only approach this station by returning everything from God to God. When the Creator wishes to return the smaller presence to his great presence, to break his tomb and free the life within it, like a spark to the fire it sprang from, he burns through the veils of that presence with the light of the truth, and that is within it. The shadow has no existence in and of itself. It exists, as we have said, only as a projection of the truth. When God implanted his attributes in Adam to carry his deep secret essence, the mind, heart, body, self, and soul of Adam were both the veil and the vehicle. For every one of the sons of Adam who seeks to awaken, it is necessary to change the veil into a vehicle. He must break his body to find the self within it. Break the self to discover the heart within it. Break the heart to find the soul within it. And break the soul, too, to find the presence of the truth of God within it. And when the soul is broken open, then truly the hidden treasure is revealed. As he says, I was a hidden treasure that longed to be known. Thus is God's desire for his creation perfectly fulfilled when the soul of any creature breaks open to reveal his truth within it, like a sun, which is not obscured by any clouds. Such is the station of Muhammad. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. And he carries the transmission of this truth from all the prophets who went before him. May peace and blessings be upon them all. While each of the prophets had his own body and presence and manner of teaching, which was adapted to the time and culture in which he lived, All together they carried one indivisible body of God's truth, a haqiqat ilahi, which is passed down from one to the next. When it is said that Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, what this means in relation to our consideration of truth and presence is that there will not come any prophetic presence through which the truth manifests. But insofar as Muhammad, being the soul of all men and realized completion, the prophetic presence completely returned to its source, and in the place of any individualized presence, there is now simply, sealed and revealed, the prophetic presence which does not come and go but abides in the truth. This is the great ocean which Sufis refer to. And since Muhammad sealed the Sea of Wisdom with his perfect surrender, there has been an unbroken line of guides and lovers who have plunged in and dissolved in that sea. Realizing the station of the surrender of Muhammad, witnessing the presence of the truth in their own time, like so many sparks shooting back to the great plane. In this light there could be no difference between the presence and the truth, al-hadrat wa-al-haqiqa, because there is no presence separate from the truth, and there is no truth separate from presence. For this reason, God said to the guide, whoever receives the promise, Abaya, from your hand receives the promise from me. There is no separation between the guide and Muhammad, and the truth of Muhammad and all of the prophets and messengers is the truth of God, Allah.